Good morning. It's October 27th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Locker Room. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Ephesians 4:29, NIV. In recent years, there has been another nuance added to the comments made by the Debbie Downers of the world, referenced in yesterday's devotional. I am referring to the torrents of foul language often heard publicly nowadays. Maybe I've just become too fussy in my mid-60s, but not only do I witness this intermittently in my own work environment, but it seems to be commonplace among the tail end of the Gen Xers and the norm among many millennials and Gen Zers. It is almost like a societal version of trash-talking on collegiate or professional football fields. It's what my father used to call locker room language. Whenever we go out to a restaurant that is somewhat trendy with younger folks, just walking through the parking lot and then finding our way to our seats, we overhear conversations where every sentence is laced with multiple F yes or SH or that's effing ridiculous, except the entire word is spoken. Perhaps it's due to the general deterioration in literacy that has accompanied the loss of the written word. Texting has replaced even email, such that the skill of letter writing is virtually extinct. But this can't be the entire explanation, for it is not simply the lack of articulation in modern spoken language that is so obvious, but the infusion of a non-stop stream of vulgarities. There was a time when a, quote, swear word, unquote, was used in special times of stress, like when you just smashed your thumb with a hammer, or the bookshelves you were hanging collapsed to the floor in mid-installation. Not that it was excusable even then, but it was at least understandable. The word, quote, expletive, unquote, means literally a meaningless exclamation to fill up space. And a new generation has chosen to fill up space with the worst vulgarities imaginable. Why? Does it make the speaker feel more in with the in crowd, as we said in the 60s? Does it make them feel tough or superior or confident somehow? What we do know is how it makes their creator feel. Quote, let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving, unquote. Ephesians 5:4 ESV. Christ himself addressed the issue, recorded in the Gospel of Matthew. Quote, it is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth. This defiles a person, unquote. Matthew 15:11 ESV. In Luke, the Lord says, the good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. Luke 6:45 ESV. It is not just advice to avoid injuring someone else's sensibilities. God takes an extremely dim view of those whose speech is careless, and especially if injurious to others. There will be a time on the day of judgment when Christ returns, when every person will be called to give an account of every careless word they've ever spoken. Matthew 12:36. Solomon had a lot to say about what my mom used to call potty mouths. Proverbs 19:1 says, better is a poor person who walks in his integrity than one who is crooked in speech and is a fool. In Proverbs 10:32, the lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked what is perverse. St. Paul made it pretty clear as well in his letter to the Colossians. Now you must put away all anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Colossians 3:8. The bottom line is this. Your words are significant, even if you think they aren't. Maybe you've fallen into the habit of using expletives in normal declarative sentences, essentially for no reason that you can identify. Maybe you think it isn't hurting anyone, so who cares? But you'd be wrong. What comes out of your mouth reveals your character to others. When you use words carelessly, it's yourself that you're hurting. So just quit it. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. In praising you, remind us that you've made us in your image, and everything we do that tarnishes our character tarnishes yours. Forgive us, Lord, when we speak carelessly, when we take your name in vain, of course, but also when we use gross vulgarities simply because others around us are doing the same. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.